34 is out for the right across into the Harbor Reach 40-yard line, down to the 35, and finally brought down at the Harbor Reach 30-yard line. Brandon Horn, the senior fullback, blasts right through the line all the way down to the 30-yard line. And it's going to be Cass City into Harbor Reach territory for the first time in quite some time.
Tackle there, junior, is number 61, Evan Oswald.
That was at least a 20-yard scamper there, actually 26 to be exact. And it's a handoff to Scott or Sawyer Cuthrell down to the 21-yard line, 9-yard gain. He hit the right gap, found some breathing room, and the Harbor Reach secondary finally had to bring him down.
And that tackler was number 29, Jacob Finkel.
10:15 left in the fourth quarter. 42-0, Harbor Beach leading. Cass City with the ball at Harbor Beach's 21-yard line. T formation, Erla under center. Hands it off to Loomis, and he's out for the running. Has one man to beat. He's still on his feet at the 5, all the way brought down to the 3. Drew, number 44, Brandon Horn, hitting the line with authority and keeping those feet moving. All the way down to the 3-yard line of Harbor Beach. First and goal for the Redhawks.
Number 81 of Harbor Beach gets his first tackle of the evening, Jason Gaffke.
T formation working off the right hash, Earl under center. Three men in the backfield for Cass City. It's a handoff to Horn, and he tries to go right up the gut, and he is shy of the touch. They're saying The back judge is saying touchdown, and the sideline judges are saying he's down at the first at the 1-yard line. Second and goal from the 1. Cass City knocking on the door for the first time tonight.
Tackler there, number 57, Preston Livingston.
1 yard outside of a touchdown for Cass City tonight, trailing 42-0. And Mason Erla is the keeper. No official word yet on the touchdown. I thought he had it on the initial forward progress. They say no. He's still at the 1-yard line. So now it brings up a third in goal from the half-yard line.
Number 34.
So the quarterback keeper did not work.
Number 34, Tyler Vollmering, jumping on top the pile, apparently doing enough to stop the forward motion of the quarterback.
The Harbor Beach sideline trying to get the team fired up, which is a majority of the starters on the sideline. Earl under center, same formation. They hand it off to around the right end. Sawyer Cuthrell, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Cass City. Sawyer Cuthrell pegs space around the right end, and he's in for the first score of the night for Cass City. It's now 42-6. A 36-point differential with 8:03 left in the fourth.
Risky play call, but it's the right one as Harbor Beach stuffed the middle of the field on two straight running plays for short yardage and almost no gains. And again, Harbor Beach doing the same thing and almost got outside quickly enough to stop Cuthrell, but a good back like him breaks a tackle and falls forward into the end zone. Two-point conversion awaits.
And they pass it, Erla. It is incomplete. It was intended to a receiver on the far side. And so it's still a 36-point differential, trying to get that below to stop the running clock with 8:03 left in the fourth quarter. It's Harbor Beach 42, Cass City 6. Harbor Beach scored on for the first time of the year.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Get down, 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 get down.
42-6, 8:03 left in the fourth. Cassidy gets on the board and is the first team to score on Harbor Beach in 3 weeks. 12 plays, 6 minutes and 40 seconds and 83 yards. And they go for the onside kick. It bounced off four players like a pinball machine, and Harbor Beach dove on it. Dalton Oakey recovers it at the Cass City 48-yard line. A beautiful execution by Cass City. Just a bad bounce and falls into Harbor Beach's hands.
Oh, man, and Harbor Beach actually looked like they didn't expect it. It bounced off of number 81, Jason Gaffke's shoulder pad, bounced back towards Cass City. Cass City over-pursued, and Harbor Beach ended up recovering number 80. Dalton Oakey, well aware of the ball, hops on it and covers it up, giving Harbor Beach a chance, a good field position.
First and 10 for Harbor Beach with a shortened field. 48 yards stand between them and the score. T formation, Shelkey under center, hands it off to Mitch Hearn around the right end. He gets out to the 46-yard line. According to the spot, might be at the 45. It's going to be a gain of 3. Second and 7 now coming up for Harbor Beach.
Tackler there, number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell. And actually, he's checking out of the ball game, Clark. Might have a little stinger there, I'm thinking.
That last drive from Cass City is exactly the execution of the T offense. 12 plays, 83 yards, 6 minutes, 40 seconds.
That is the definition of the wing T, and looks like Harbor Beach is going to be penalized for too many men in the huddle, it looks like.
Everyone just wants to join the party, that's all. That's exactly what it is, so they will march off a few yards here for the Harbor Beach offense. Typically, not too many penalties for the Harbor Beach squad. 5-yard penalty now brings back the ball at midfield at the 50-yard line. Second and 12 now for Harbor Beach. 6:42 left in the fourth quarter, and for whatever reason, it'll be a penalty. The clock stops with a penalty. That's right. T formation, Shelkey's under center. And he hands this off to his third man, Brandon Puff. He's out to the 48. Lunges forward right there, and he's back to the original line of scrimmage. Nice read by number 55, Sam Boots, the senior, on stopping him and gaining no more yardage there. It's now third and 10 for Harbor Beach.
An excellent wrap-up tackle there by Sam Boots as he gets both legs tied down, so Brandon Puff has nowhere to go but down.
Third and 10, Harbor Beach still in the huddle, trying to take off as much time as possible off the clock. In a running clock situation, 6 minutes halfway through the fourth now. 42-6, Harbor Beach leading by 36. But Cassidy gets on the board with 6 points. Shelkey under center. Hands off to Jacob Finkel. He's out through. He has the first down. He's still on his feet. And finally brought down at the Cassidy 35-yard line. A 13-yard pickup for Jacob Finkel. And it's a new set of downs for the Pirates, first and 10 from the 35.
The tackle made by the junior, Josh Campo. Is it Devin Finkel?
Number 29.
Jacob Finkel. Devin would be his brother.
Yes, indeed.
I knew it was only a matter of time before we did that, Clark. Jacob Finkel showing some speed through the line of scrimmage there.
That's the problem now. This is my fourth year broadcasting, especially both sides of the ball. Cass City, Nick Perry, freshman. I want to keep saying Jacob Perry.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of names out here that are family names. You start to pick those up as Harbor Beach is running the ball. Jacob Finkel
was
stopped in the line of scrimmage, and he's continued to move those legs and finally get brought down to the 31 for a 4-yard gain, second and 6. 4:50 left in the fourth.
Number 55, Sam Boots with the tackle.
Starting to hear his name quite a bit here in the second half for Sam Boots. Cass City has nothing to be ashamed of here. They had Harbor Beach on the brink. They're moving the ball well.
Again, a couple big-time mistakes that teams like Harbor Beach take advantage of every time. Cost them tonight, probably cost them four touchdowns worth of points for Harbor Beach. Cass City was right there again. A couple special teams errors and a costly fumble.
Second and 6, and is a handoff to Brandon Puff, and he's out to the 26-yard line, shy of the first down marker by a yard, 5-yard gain.